Jack keep going. You can't turn back. You come too far. You can't give up. You work too hard. Jack keep going.
Welcome, everyone, to Dissertation in 90 Days, your go-to podcast for navigating the exciting yet challenging world of doctoral research and writing. I'm your host, Dr. J, bringing a blend of warmth, wisdom, and practical advice to help you on your PhD journey. Today, we're delving into a crucial aspect of academic writing and publishing, the role of peer reviews. You know, this topic takes me back to my early days in academia. I remember submitting my first article for peer review. It was a mix of anticipation and anxiety. The waiting period felt like an eternity, but when the feedback arrived, it was a goldmine of insights that not only enhanced my work, but also shaped my approach to research. It's like embarking on a journey with a map, but then discovering hidden trails and treasures along the way that the map didn't show. That's the beauty of peer reviews. They offer perspectives and knowledge that can transform your work from good to great. In today's episode, we'll explore how to effectively navigate the peer review process, embrace constructive criticism, and use it to refine your dissertation. Remember, the goal is not just to complete your dissertation in 90 days, it's to craft a piece of work that stands the test of academic rigor and contributes meaningfully to your field. So let's get started. We're now entering section one, understanding peer reviews. So what exactly is peer review? Imagine it as a critical checkpoint in academic publishing. It's when experts in your field examine your work before it sees the light of day. The aim, to ensure your research is robust, significant, and a worthy addition to the scholarly world. Let's take a brief walk through history. Peer review wasn't always as formal as it is today. Centuries ago, it started as casual discussions among scholars. Over time, it evolved into a structured and essential part of academic publishing. This transformation has been key to preserving the integrity and excellence of scholarly work. Now, on to the types of peer reviews. There's the single-blind review, where the reviewers know who you are, but you're in the dark about their identities. This is common but can have biases. Next up, the double-blind review. Here, it's a mystery for both sides. Neither you nor the reviewers know each other. This is great for unbiased feedback. Lastly, there's the open review, where everything's transparent. Identities, comments, the works. Each type has its pros and cons, so knowing which one a journal uses is vital. Practically speaking, how do you find out if a journal employs peer review? Most will proudly mention this on their website. It's a badge of credibility. Check their submission guidelines or FAQs. It's usually there. Knowing the type of peer review they use can really help you prepare your work and set the right expectations. Remember, peer review isn't just a formality. It's an invaluable part of your academic journey. It's like having a team of experienced guides reviewing your map before a big expedition. Their insights can help you avoid pitfalls and elevate the quality of your research. Stay tuned as we delve deeper into making the most out of peer reviews in your academic adventure. Onward we go. All right, moving right into section two of our podcast, the peer review process. Imagine you've just completed your paper. What happens next? First, you submit it to a journal. This is where the journey begins. The editor takes a first look. They're checking if your paper is a good fit for their journal, both in topic and quality. If it passes this initial screening, it moves forward. If not, you might get a quick note, often with brief reasons. Now, the editor picks the peer reviewers. These are the expert eyes that will scrutinize your work. They dive into your paper, examining your methodology, your data, your arguments, everything. They're looking for robustness, originality, and relevance. It's thorough and can take time. Let's talk roles. You, the author, are the creator. Your job is to present clear, well-researched, and ethically sound work. The reviewers are like the wise mentors. They provide critical feedback, point out gaps, suggest improvements, but they're not there to rewrite your paper. The editor, think of them as the overseer, ensuring fairness, managing the process, and ultimately deciding the fate of your submission. Ethics and confidentiality are crucial. Reviewers must treat your work as confidential. They shouldn't use your ideas for their own benefit or disclose them. And they must be impartial, evaluating your work on its merits, not on personal biases. Preparing your paper for this journey is key. Make sure it's as polished as possible. Address all the basics: clarity, structure, proper citations. It's like preparing for a major expedition. You want to be well equipped. When feedback arrives, view it as a treasure trove of insights, not criticism. It's not personal. It's about elevating your work. Digest the comments, take a step back, and then respond. Your responses should be clear, respectful, and thoughtful. You're engaging in a scholarly conversation, after all. Remember, the peer review process is a marathon, not a sprint. It can be challenging, but it's a path to excellence for your research. Embrace it, learn from it, and use it to propel your work to new heights. Stay with us as we continue to explore the ins and outs of academic writing and research. Let's jump into section 3, benefits and challenges of peer review. First up, why is peer review so valuable? Think of it as a seal of approval. It means your work has been vetted by experts. This adds credibility and rigor to your research. It's like getting a thumbs up from those who know best. But it's not just about approval. Peer review also sharpens your work. The feedback can open your eyes to new perspectives or gaps you might have missed. It's like having a team of coaches helping you fine-tune your performance. Now, it's not all smooth sailing. One common challenge? Delays. Peer review can be a slow process. It's like waiting for a carefully cooked meal. Quality takes time. Then there's potential biases. Reviewers are human after all. They might have their own preferences or viewpoints that could color their feedback. So, how do you deal with these challenges? Patience is key. Use the waiting time to work on other aspects of your research or start drafting your next paper. As for biases, that's tougher. But remember, multiple reviewers usually review your work, which can balance out individual biases. Now, let's talk about handling critical feedback. It's not always easy to hear, but it's a gold mine for improvement. Here's what to do. Read the comments thoroughly. Take a step back to absorb them. Then address each point constructively. If a reviewer misunderstood something, clarify it in your response. If they pointed out a gap, think about how you can fill it. It's a dialogue, not a one-way street. For example, let's say a reviewer criticizes your methodology. Don't take it personally. Instead, see if there's merit to their point. Can you strengthen your approach? Maybe provide more justification for your methods? It's about building bridges, not burning them. In summary, peer review is a blend of challenge and opportunity. It can be tough, but it's designed to elevate your work. Embrace the process, learn from it, and use it to your advantage. Now, we're moving on to section 4, enhancing your paper through peer reviews. Let's start with a key step, picking the right journal. It's like finding the perfect home for your research. Look for journals in your field with a good reputation. Check their scope. Does your research fit? Also, consider the type of peer review they use. It can influence how you prepare your paper. Now, how can peer reviews really polish your dissertation? They're like a fine-tuning tool. Reviewers point out areas that need more work, be it your argument, your data, or your methodology. Use this feedback constructively. It's not just about fixing errors. It's about enhancing your work, making it clearer, more robust, and more impactful. Peer reviews do more than just improve your paper. They build your credibility. Every time your work passes through this rigorous process and gets published, your academic reputation gets a boost. It's like earning badges of honor in the academic world. Let's try a practical exercise. Imagine you've received peer review comments. Put yourself in the reviewer's shoes. Why might they have made each comment? What are they asking you to see or consider? This perspective can help you understand their feedback better. Then, tackle each comment one by one. How can you address it in your paper? It's about dialogue and growth, not just correction. In summary, peer reviews are a gateway to elevating your research. They ensure that your work is not just good, but great. Use them to your advantage, learn from them, and watch how they transform your academic journey. All right, folks, as we wind down today's episode of Dissertation in 90 Days, let's recap our key takeaways. We've navigated the world of peer reviews, understanding their value, the challenges they present, and how they can truly enhance your research. Remember, peer reviews aren't just a hurdle. They're a golden opportunity to refine and elevate your work. I encourage you to embrace peer reviews with an open mind. See them as a chance to grow, to strengthen your dissertation, and to build your credibility in the academic world. It's like having a team of experts guiding you to be your best. Before we sign off, a special call to action for you. Check out the playbook, How to Get Your Dissertation Approved in 6 Months or Less, by Dr. Anthony Robinson. This incredible resource is for those who want to fast-track their success. Dr. Robinson completed not one but two dissertations in just 6 months. You can download this playbook at writerser.com/playbook. Don't miss out on this game-changing guide. Thanks for joining me today. Remember, your dissertation journey is not just a path to a degree. It's a journey of personal and professional growth. Keep pushing forward, stay curious, and let's make your academic dreams a reality. Until next time, keep writing, keep researching, and keep shining.